This is the Morning Mix, where we present local live music and events in the Wasatch Back. Today's musical guest is Kirk Dath and Ryan Arnold of Crook in the Bluff. Welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Okay, my first obvious question is, can you please explain the name of the band?
I thought you might ask that. Let's see. Well, the name of the band has actually been passed down through the millennia, and we just happened to inherit the name. It was gifted upon us. And that's about all I can tell you about that.
I think they got to work on a better story.
That's true. I think the real story is far more boring.
Oh, okay. And if you were to describe your music and the goal when you started a band and you're like, this is the kind of music I want to be, or my influences, tell us what that is.
Well, I just wanted to be the next Taylor Swift. No, I mean, we're a psychedelic rock and roll band. When we started, it was a two-piece, so it had a similar flavor, but the goal for me was to make it into a big band. I mean, we're still considering adding members at this point, now that we're working on the new album. But I guess the goal is to, you know, pay our bills making creative psychedelic rock and roll and travel around the world.
All right. Can you tell us about your first song?
Sure. This one's called Red. It's going to be on the new album coming up. And yeah, that's about it.
Is this the radio premiere? Say yes.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. Sorry, it's too early for me to recall all of the times I've been on the radio. Yeah, I guess we'll just kick it off.
This is Crook and the Bluff.
Draped in a red, on the stage I caught you dancing. Like a storm, yeah, you blew my legs. Not small like a willow tree. Ringing a bell, I swear I hear Morse code. Read and don't let me go. To see the story unfold. Gust of a law, let the wind blow down your doors. I've got to rest my wings, but to your nest I've been a wandering. Look at me, girl, it's your eyes that do the talking. I can't stand all this treading. Won't you cloud it by me? Watching the moon rolling through the clouds, she hardly opened her mouth. Yeah, but her words were so loud. I said, say it to me easy, babe, I don't wanna miss a letter. Tumbling all over my skin, tell me, where do I begin? The curtains are torn from the ebb of her breath illuminates the sweat of her shimmering breast. Lost in the maze of a delicate smile, I proudly roll this turn, mile after mile, lying my gem garden.
Beth, owner of Peak Art and Frame, local sponsors of Cool Science Radio on KPCW. Locally owned and operated, Peak Art and Frame offers local artwork as well as digital printing, custom framework, and mirrors. Open Monday through Saturday and located in the Walmart Shopping Center, 649-0801 or peakartandframe.com.
Hi, this is Whitney Ryan from Park City Mountain and proud supporter of KPCW. Park City Mountain's annual summer concerts return to Canyons Village on July 5th and continue throughout the summer through Labor Day weekend. Live music begins at 6 p.m. and is open to all ages. More information and dates available at parkcitymountain.com.
And welcome back to the Morning Mix on KPCW. This is JW. I'm here with Christy Dillaway and our musical guest for the hour, Crook and the Bluff, two of the members, Kirk Dath, vocals and guitar, Ryan Arnold, lead guitar, all acoustic. So we're looking forward to hearing some more songs. And I wanted to mention that Kenny Loggins, there's a concert at Promontory tomorrow night at 8 p.m. And it's basically the folks at Promontory and also opened up to other friends from the Park City community. It's a really cool concert for a number of reasons. One is Kenny Loggins is a tremendous singer-songwriter and, of course, does spectacular live shows. If you going back to the days of Jim Messina sitting in together, those two, that collaboration, and all the different work that Kenny's done, so it should be a pretty good show. And the second reason is that it's being sponsored by the Promontory Foundation. And it's just interesting information about that foundation. The director, Beth Armstrong, has been with them for over 10 years, and they've raised over $1 million over that period of time from Promontory to give back to the community. So that's certainly a challenge for the other communities. I don't think there's any other second home community that has such a foundation. So the challenge is there to Park Meadows and to Jeremy and to Toohey and Red Ledges and everybody else. What do you think?
Should we keep calling them out? Glen Wild, Red Ledges,
Star. We can go forever. Yeah.
So are you going to be at that concert?
Yeah, we're going to be doing the live remote. We'll be broadcasting from there. Hack Attack will be back here. If there's any glitches, technically Hack Attack is going to be doing an a cappella medley of Kenny Loggins songs. And it's really unfortunate that we don't have cameras in here yet because he is a great dancer. Not only will he be doing a medley, but he'll be dancing.
It's hard to dance to that Winnie the Pooh one, though.
Oh, Hack Attack.
You think he could do it?
Yeah, because he's reinterpreted that whole thing.
So what an interesting assignment for you to be out on assignment at the concert, at Promontory, at the party. Yeah. That's pretty cool. That's cool that KPCW is sending you on that assignment and that you're willing.
Well, Roger Crawford's our engineer. He's the man. But Roger is pretty busy with Major League Baseball this part of the summer, so he's on the road a lot. So when these live remotes come up, I'm happy to jump in and set them up, because I know how to do it.
I mean, you did the one at McPullen Elementary, mm-hmm. and then you do the one at Promontory. It's like you can do it all.
Yeah, no. But anyway, just a shout out to the Promontory Foundation. $1 million over 10 years. That's pretty cool.
Nice job.
All going back to the community.
So people can listen live on KPCW tomorrow night at what time?
Well, Kenny's supposed to go on at 8. and we'll pick up the live show as soon as he starts. So it could be, you know, it could be
somewhere
10 or 15
in that time.
Yeah, it'd be kind of loosey goosey. But again, we got Hack Attack doing the medley.
Another thing to mention is that on Monday it is KPCW's 38th birthday party.
Ooh.
So not that huge number of 40. It's where you can still say how old you are.
Mm-hmm.
38. And so to invite the community to come celebrate with us, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., there's going to be cake and punch, and the studio will be open. You can come meet your news anchors and your various show hosts that will be here. And there's going to be a giant birthday card that you can sign, say that you were here. And we'd love for people to bring their stories of, like, I lost my dog and KPCW helped me find it. Or I found out about this great new business in town because I heard it on Mountain Money. Or, you know, whatever that is. Everyone's got their story about what they listen to the radio station for. You know, great new music. We have that Fresh Tracks Friday going. Every new song's at the top of every hour. Of course, Lost and Found always gets big shout-outs. And then all the nonprofits that are on. So, you know, you hear about things that are going on. So hopefully people will come by and celebrate 38th birthday party with us Monday.
Here's a quick story of my own. When I first started with KPCW, I was coming up the hill from Salt Lake, and I saw all this smoke. And I didn't know what was going on, so I instinctively dialed into KPCW on the radio. I was just picking them up as I was getting up the hill. I think they were already on my station, but they, you know, a little bit out of range. And as soon as I did, there was Lynn Ware Peak with the fire chief at the fire trucks. She got hit with some of that Agent Orange or whatever, that, you know, one of those color things. She had it all over her car. And she's reporting live on exactly what's going on with this fire, how they're going to contain it, how they think this is going to happen, and how maybe that will happen. And, you know,
I heard Randy yesterday advising, and you often hear Randy advising people how to get in or out of town. And there was some backup towards 40. And, yes, give away the insider tricks of how to get around it.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So hopefully you'll come celebrate with us.
Folks, it's currently 52 degrees outside the Sweet Alley Studios here in Old Town. We will have a mostly sunny day, high of 72. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 43. And then Saturday will be a high of 70. And it'll be cooling off pretty quick as it goes down to 43 on Saturday night. Looking out into the future a little bit, Sunday's going to be a keeper, a high of 76, sunny, not a cloud in the sky. Monday, maybe a couple clouds, but mostly sunny, and it's going to start warming up at that point. It'll get to 82, and then Tuesday, 84, and then next thing you know, Christy, it's 4th of July.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's this, because it's the middle of the week, you know, there's this concept that people would take this weekend as a long weekend and encompass 4th of July, or they'll take next weekend as a long weekend, which maybe is cool that it splits it up.
It's challenging.
Maybe people will just take the whole week. I don't know. I don't know what flexibility people have.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Hey, our next guest in the studio is Alan Killingsworth. He is with Element 11 Festival. It is a sanctioned regional Burning Man event. In the 2018 theme is As You Wish. The event date is July 12th to the 15th, and he's here to tell us all about this cool festival. Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
So I have questions about how this came to be and how I didn't know about it until now, which I'm going to guess other listeners didn't know about it either, but it came up in a conversation and someone said, you know, Element 11, and I was like, what? So I'm glad you're here to tell us all about it.
I'm glad you were able to finally hear about it. It's an amazing place.
So please give us the lowdown and what people expect and how they go about it.
Sure. So we're an art festival close to Park Valley, Utah, up northwest of the lake. It's been going on for roughly 20 years now. There was a name change several years ago from Synergy to Element 11, but that's been like 12 years, I believe. It is a place where people can be themselves, ultimately, express their art in whatever fashion. We have people that build large effigies that we wind up burning. We have people that do fire art, fire performances, sound camps, but it's all participant-driven. We don't actually hire anybody. It's not like other festivals that hire a lineup. Whatever our participants bring is what the event is. We just give them a space to do that.
So is it just like Burning Man, but smaller?
It is just like Burning Man, but much smaller. Our capacity is 1,500 people, and we expect to fill that this year.
And that's at the Bonneville Salt Flats out in that area.
Similar. It's a bit north of the actual Salt Flats, but it is definitely that direction.
Okay. And the cool thing you guys do is everything you bring in, you take out with you.
We do.
So you're really conscious about keeping the environment clean.
One of the guiding principles is leave no trace.
Mm-hmm.
So pack it in, pack it out. Even when we burn an effigy, we have a team that will go out and rake the land, haul out the ashes, everything.
Yeah. And talk about gifting, because that's something that's a tenet of the Burning Man and also of the regional Burning Man. So, talk about the concept behind that.
It is. So the only thing that is sold at our event is ice, and that's because people need ice in the hot summer. Other than that, we run on what we call a gifting economy, which a gift can be anything from I'm going to give you a bracelet to I'm just going to give you a compliment, or I'm going to bring a piece of art that you can see. So it's not necessarily bartering either. It's not I'm giving you a bracelet in exchange for a necklace, for example. It's purely, I would like to do something nice for you, so I'm going to.
Hmm.
Let's talk about costuming, because that's one of my favorite things to think about. It's hot out there. I see pictures from Burning Man, and everyone's in their kind of their steampunk glasses and their boots and then very little else. Is that what I would expect?
You would definitely expect some of that at Element 11 as well. Radical self-expression is what we like to call that. And if you would like to wear a crazy costume, we ask for no feathers, by the way, because they don't really fall into the leave no trace if they fall off your costume.
Remember the boas from the Main Street Music Crawl?
What a mess we made, huh?
Yeah. See, and that's what we're trying
to do. Yeah, don't wear a boa at anyone's house either. Okay. No feathers.
But yeah, you'll definitely see some steampunk outfits out there. You'll see people wearing crazy tights and leggings. At night, it does get fairly cold. So you'll even see mostly like faux fur type jackets to keep you warm.
Glow sticks and glow elements.
We definitely encourage people to be lit up at night. If that is glow sticks, that's fine. However, we would prefer even that people use like an LED with some sort of battery. It's more reusable than a glow stick, right?
Mm.
I like that. You don't probably have that costume box that I have that.
I have a costume box. I have a costume closet, actually.
You do? And does it have the glowy parts to it?
Yeah, I got some glow stuff to it. Yeah. I have a bunch of stuff from the music crawl that's, you know, sort of left over. Not left over, but that I wore. And I, you know, the battery needs to be done every once in a while. But I have some glowy stuff, and I have a bunch of, you know, different things, Star Trek uniforms.
I was in the I was in Walmart last night, and a woman was talking to her mom as they walked by the 4th of July stuff. And she said, oh, I want to get those glow wristbands because I put them on the kids. And then when they run around, I can still see them. And I was like, oh, that was such a trick of mine. I would save all those glowy things. And if we're anywhere at night, I'd put one of those on them. And yeah, people are like, where's your child? You're like, over there. See?
Yeah.
You can follow their movements.
We have a lot of makers in our community, people that will build their own everything, including LEDs. So there's people that will build LED clothing, and you'll see them move in groups, right? You can find your group that way.
Oh, very good. And so there's the art car aspect that goes on. Is there a competition for art cars, or people just do that because they're so into it?
They just do that because that's what they would like to do. We've had several art cars in our Utah community over the years. There's one that looks like the little chattering teeth toys that's called the Chatterbox.
I haven't seen that one. There was a dog. There was like a puppy mobile or something. It used to be up here.
A polar bear. There was a big white polar bear that I know has actually done things in Salt Lake City in the past. Or excuse me, in Park City.
In Park City. Okay. We'll have to look for that one. And what about the music?
The music, we get a little bit of everything. So I'm the theme camp director this year, so I get all of the applications. I kind of get a preview of what's going to be out there. I know we're going to have a karaoke sound camp We'll also have dance music camps. There are some people that will be bringing live music, similar to these gentlemen here playing. So we actually get a broad aspect of music out there as well. And once again, it's whatever people decide to bring. And we some of these camps rival legitimate, like, big productions in terms of how they look and how they sound.
And you're going to have to bring power in. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
So you bring power in. You'll bring lights. You'll bring all of that. And, okay.
We bring everything. If we need it, we bring it. It's not out there. We're far enough away that there's no power poles running. So the event, we bring generators to run our HQ. All of our different camps have to provide their own power. So these folks are actually bringing out generators for their own stuff, paying for it out of their own pocket. In addition to, we give out several thousand dollars. I think this year we were at $31,000 in art grants to our community to bring out.
Where does that cool money things. Come from?
It comes out of the tickets and out of donations. So part of our bylaws as an event is a certain portion, I believe it's 25, I could be wrong on the exact number, 25% goes right back into the community as art grants for the next year.
Mm, okay.
The rest is operating costs.
All right. And it's a radical inclusion. Anyone can be part of Burning Man. We welcome and respect the stranger. No prerequisites exist for participation in our community. But you have to pay to get in.
You do.
And how much is that?
This year it is $125 for a ticket.
Okay.
So that's for 3 days.
For 3 days.
And where do they get the tickets?
You can get them online at element11.org. We have a link there. There is also a store in Salt Lake City downtown called Iconoclad that sells them in person for cash without the online fees. Unfortunately, websites that sell tickets charge fees. So.
Right. Okay, so it's July 12th through the 15th.
It is.
It's out north of the Salt Lake.
If you look it up on Google Maps, you can find it as Stargazer Ranch in Park Valley.
It sounds lovely.
It does sound
I'd
nice.
I'd like to have a Stargazer Ranch.
Beautiful.
That's a great name.
Is there any shade, or you have to come, like,
you have
create
to bring
your shade?
Shade.
Okay,
it's,
you're bringing it off.
It's definitely West
I didn't think
Desert,
there was, but I just wanted to mention it.
The largest shrubbery around is maybe 2 feet tall, right?
And you had to bring it.
And you had to bring it.
Thanks so much, Alan, for coming up and telling us all about it. I
You're
hope
welcome.
People go check it out. Tickets are still available at element11.org.
Correct. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, let's see here. I think it's time for weekend events. I'll kick us off. Summit County Library is showing a free screening of Captain Underpants today at 1 p.m. at the Kimball Junction Library.
Recycle Utah's 7th annual Uncorked event is on tonight. It's from 5 to 9 p.m. with live music by Motherlode Canyon Band, food and drinks for purchase. Entry tickets, the sales support the glass recycling program. And the parking is available at the Park City Mountain Resort's parking lot on Bonanza Drive. And this weekend is also dumpster days when you can bring your large items and yard clippings for a free drop-off in the dumpsters.
And it's the last Friday of the month, so it's gallery stroll time. Tonight on Main Street, Park City Gallery Association throws the Mini Arts Fest on this last Friday of every month, 6 to 9 p.m. Often gallery owners provide free nibbles and beverages to fortify you along your stroll. A Jago Gallery has a few of their current featured artists who will be present to meet and mingle.
Also, Bill Cranstover, a local artist, is doing a special showing of his most recent series, which explores Park City Old Town landscapes. And that's going to be at the Park City Lodging Association at 820 Park Avenue.
In Heber City, the Timpanogos Belvederes are doing their improv comedy show at the Timpanogos Valley Theater. That'll be 9 p.m. on Friday.
Live music tonight, you've got Orgone at O.P. Rockwell. There's a tribute to John Denver at the Egyptian Theater. Shuffle is at the Cabin. Oscar and Julia at Silver Star Cafe. Los Hell Caminos at the Spur. Stacy Board is at Wooden Shoe Park in Peoa. And Dyer Highway is at the Homestead Resort.
Oh, God. John Denver tribute.
He's good.
Yeah, he's good. I've got a story about
him. You
got
a John Denver story?
Yeah. Well,
don't
no,
we all?
No, this,
don't we all?
No, this is unusual. let's see here. The Heber Valley Railroad's running a military appreciation train departing at the station at 7 p.m. The ride includes World War II memorabilia and live music. Tickets are $15 for the general public, free for veterans and for active duty military and their families, and half price for families of veterans.
And the High Valley Arts Outdoor Theater presents Willy Wonka, the musical that starts tonight as opening night. The show takes place at 200 South 400 East in Midway. You can get your tickets at highvalleyarts.org.
Well, that butts it up for Friday. Saturday, Park City Library hosts free yoga on the patio from 10 to 11 a.m. Bring your own mat.
At Utah Olympic Park, as I mentioned, the Flying Ace All-Star Aerial Show goes off every Saturday and Sunday now through the rest of the summer. It's at 1 p.m. It's free to watch, and it's always a big thrill.
Oh, yeah. Deer Valley Music Festival starts up their summer season at Deer Valley's Outdoor Amphitheater with Broadway, country music, and X-Factor star Rachel Potter performing with the Utah Symphony.
Also tomorrow night for live music in town, you've got Talia Keys at Miners Park at 3:30 p.m. Rob Aldridge and the Proponents are at the Cabin. Rachel Potter, as we said, with the Utah Symphony at Deer Valley. And Elliot and Gabriel at Silver Star Cafe. And one more, Eminence Ensemble is over at Snowbird Resort.
And that'll button it up for Saturday. We move on to Sunday, where it is Canada Day. Oh, Canada, bring your own booze. Gathering is set at the Rotary Park from 5 to 7:30 for Canadians and honorary Canucks as well. RSVP at their Facebook page.
And at the Silly Market this week, some of the music to highlight, Mud Puddle and Telluride Meltdown are both on the main stage, plus so many other musical acts, performing artists, crafts, art sellers, food trucks, and a beer garden. And then at Snow Basin this Sunday, Chris Jacobs and Luke Winslow King and the Johnny Utahs will be playing. That's a free show for Blues, Brews, and Barbecues.
Yeah. Hey, I got to tell you my John Denver impersonator story. So the gist of the story is, Leslie was interviewing him, and he was in here, and he looks just like John Denver, and they had this nice interview talking about what was happening at the Egyptian Theater this weekend. So he wasn't on our show. Actually, this was on a Thursday, which is Cool Science Radio. So we got off the show, or we get out of Leslie's show, and I got a call that my guest from Cool Science Radio had to cancel. He was ill, and I needed so I said, "Oh man, what are we going to do?" And I turned to the guy that looks like John Denver, and I said, "Are you a science person?" He says, "Oh, I love science." I said, "What do you like to talk about?" And he said, "Well, I like to talk about this, that, and this, that." And I said, "Okay, can you come on and be our guest, our science guest on Cool Science Radio?" And he says, "Yeah, man, I can do that." So we brought him in, and he was my guest on Cool Science Radio.
You're having a surreal moment talking to John Denver about science topics.
I'm just trying to cover the spot. So.
Hey, if you're calling in on the DJ line, we're doing a live show here, and it's a little hard to answer the phone. Try the front desk line, which is 649-9004, and Ethel can take your call.
Oh, that's a great idea. That's a great idea. So we have some more music coming up.
Crook and the Bluff.
Kirk Dath, vocals and guitar. Ryan Arnold, lead guitar, both acoustic.
I can't wait to hear another song.
Yeah, what are you guys going to play for us now?
We're going to play one called Turn Wild.
Turn Wild?
Turned Wild.
Turned Wild. Okay. And that's live on the Morning Mix. Kirk Dath and Ryan Arnold.
Heart gone black,
return to the forest. Don't look back, heart gone black.
Was Kirk and the Bluff. Kirk Dath and Ryan Arnold in the studio. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
Christy, I love this description right here. The unholy joining of Western psychedelia and dirty desert blues. That sounds pretty good, doesn't it?
It says it all, right?
It says everything.
If you like those words, you're like, I'm there.
Yeah.
I gotta know what that's all about.
Yeah, live on the Morning Mix.
Tell us where you normally play, where we can see you.
So, I guess the next time that you can see us is at the Hog Wallow this Saturday. If you're familiar where that is, it's at the mouth of the Big Cottonwood Canyon.
Oh, sure.
In Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
And that's a really fun time. I mean, everyone seems to really let loose and dance. But we play all over the valley. We tour quite a bit on the West Coast. And we actually just got back from a European tour in the beginning of May. And right now we're just kind of reeling everything in and focusing on the new album. We've been playing since this album came out, Down to the Sticks, in 2015. We've probably written and played about 20 new songs, maybe more than that, since then, that aren't on the record, but we're deciding to, you know, we've played those for the past couple of years. We decided to just write an entirely new 13-song album of songs that pretty much no one has really heard for the most part, except give or take two or three.
Were you playing out last night with Jordan Young, or were you just hanging with him?
Jordan came into town, and by the way, he sends his regards to both of you guys. He loves
Yay,
being on the show.
We love
yeah,
him.
We love having him on the program.
Yeah, so we met up last night, and we went and checked out one of my favorite bands in Salt Lake called Swantourage over Bar X every Thursday. And then we decided that we were, you know, too poor to be drinking beers there, so we went back to my house and had some whiskey and played some country music and sang some harmonies. So,
how does JW know that you were hanging out with him last night?
Oh, we were yakking in the
green
room.
Oh, okay. I was like, are you guys like Facebook friends or something?
No, I'm not on Facebook. Thank God.
He's the guy in the binoculars across the street.
No, I'm not on Facebook.
He was doing his research for the interview.
Yeah, I was doing my research. Tell you what, we're going to take just a moment and do a couple of underwriters. And when we return, we'll be with Park City Improv. And look forward to hearing about their show tonight at the Park City Library. Everybody stay with us. We'll be back after these messages.
Kick off the 4th of July holiday on the 3rd with the 15th season of the St. Regis Big Stars Bright Nights Concert Series. Park City Institute presents Grammy-winning Texican rock band Los Lonely Boys for the first pop-up show of the season, Tuesday, July 3rd at Queens Junction Fields. Gates open at 4:30, show starts at 6 p.m. For tickets, call 435-655-3114. Park City Institute is a nonprofit organization entertaining, educating, and illuminating since 1998.
Support for KPCW comes from the Wasatch Brew Pub on top of Main, serving pub fare and craft beer since 1986, offering a private event space, a dog-friendly seasonal patio, and weekend brunch. Wasatch Brew Pub. We drink our share and sell the rest. WasatchBeers.com.
Hi, Dan Dearden here, owner of Just Right Air, sponsor of KPCW programming. Just Right Air has been advising Park City area homeowners to repair, replace, and maintain their heating and air conditioning since 2004. Details at justrightair.com.
Welcome back to the Morning Mix. Our guests in the studio now are Park City Improv. We've got Nate Sears and John Burdick, two of the many players.
Hey, hello. Willow Day and J-Dub. What's up?
Yeah.
Nate gave me the, he improvised my nickname to be Willow Day.
Willow okay. Day.
From Dillaway, Willow Day.
Ah,
and
yeah.
I was like, wow, you're clever and yeah. useful.
Yeah.
Wow, multi-talented.
That is my alternative Facebook alias.
Wow, I like
Ooh.
That.
Oh, good to know.
I like that.
Yeah, so tell us about Park City Improv, the show tonight, how people see you, what they expect.
Well, it'll probably be a little bit like, I don't know, Tchaikovsky on stage.
Yeah, but not.
But nowhere close. We don't have the strings. We don't have anywhere close to the classical training that he had. We're doing complete improvisational comedy tonight for free at the library. Park City Improv's been together since June of 2014.
Something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we were trying to figure that out because we've been
you and I have yes. been many incarnations of improv in this town.
We've been doing
for
improv
many years.
Yeah. The two of us have been doing improv in this town for probably 15 years now. And then
I remember when you got here, you wanted to do improv.
I did, and it started actually with a class through the library, actually. We're all coming full circle here. They did a class there and met up with a bunch of local fun people, some of which have moved on, like Stacey Domalski, who's out in California now, and John Spong and Dee Macaluso. So we all got together, and then Nate joined that troupe back about a year after we started.
Mm-hmm.
And we played in every crook and cranny on Main Street, and now we've started to find the library as a home for now, and who knows where the next incarnation will be.
So it's tonight, and yes. what time is it?
Tonight
eight
at 8 o'clock.
O'clock. Yep, okay. 8 o'clock in the Santee.
In the yep. Jim Santee upstairs.
Yep.
And,
so it's a,
oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, it's a fun mix of, we primarily do what's called long form, mm-hmm. which is basically all scene work
right.
based on suggestions from the audience, or we use a style that's called the living room. So the five of us in the troupe, Nicole Marks, Tom Shannon, Katrina Kamak, your lovely wife,
yep.
John and I, we basically will have a conversation.
Based on
a real conversation
or something that comes up in the pregame or pre-show. We'll talk around to the audience while everybody's gathering, and we'll come up with some topic that we've heard, and then we'll just go on and riff on it and come up with characters and scenes and kind of blend in and out of reality.
Based on our conversation.
Yeah, so.
And occasionally we sprinkle in a fun little short-form game like you'd see on Whose Line Is It Anyway?
So, yeah, for the two styles of improv that he's just kind of blown over really quickly were short form, which is games where you just yell out suggestions, and the show Whose Line Is It Anyway that's on TV with Drew Carey and Ryan Stiles, all these people that came. We have just been amazing improv artists. They do these short games that have, like, you know, kind of a middle clip and some kind of hook to
like
them.
A hook, yeah.
Yeah. And then the long form is where you blend in and out of scenes and you go forward and backwards in time or wherever those scenes take you. And it kind of develops in a longer form. That's why it gets its name. And what we've decided to call our form, because it's kind of a blend of the two.
When
is,
we do our full-on mix yeah, of the two forms.
Right. It was what?
We call it Allspice.
Allspice or intermediate form or medium form. Was that it?
All of the above form.
We don't know.
Yeah.
Clearly
yeah.
we don't know.
Christy,
we
would have to pay attention if we you know, going back in time. Oh, is this present or they just go back in time?
we make it pretty obvious.
Oh, you do? Oh, yeah. That's good because we need that.
Yeah.
But I'm curious, this whole thing about Tchaikovsky without the strings and right. the concert and stuff like that, what would Tchaikovsky sound like if he was a rapper?
Ooh. That you'll find out tonight. We will incorporate that into the show tonight because we do actually do some of the challenges to each other. Like all of a sudden a scene will be going on and one of the other troop members will yell, "Sing it." And so then we'll just have to make up a song right on that spot based on whatever the last line of dialogue was. And so I'm going to see if I can't get somebody to sing Tchaikovsky tonight.
Yeah.
How do you guys How do you prep for going into a show? Like personally, how do you get all like freed up in your mind or open or is there a process that you do?
Food fight in the green room.
It's all about peas and mashed potatoes. No,
that's a great question though.
We do get together on a pretty regular basis, and it's the familiarity of of us knowing each other, and so it's not so much that we're making things up in rehearsals that are just going to show up on stage. It's more about knowing that if Nate goes into a certain character that I understand, there's like a background with that character. There's things that we can work with each other on, and just having the ideas of being comfortable with each other and being able to just be free as an artist and just kind of trust that he's going to pick up whatever I say and we're going to listen to each other and go with it.
Yeah, improv has so many applications in real life too. And so as improvisers, it sort of puts you in that state of readiness to accept what's going on around you at any given
moment. We improvise this show every week.
Every single week.
You guys people show up and we bring them in the studio and they play or they talk. I don't know.
It's a great example.
And what happens is when we leave the show, we start riffing out in our regular lives. You know. But do you find you do the same thing?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Nate doesn't plan anything, really. The fact that he's here is amazing to me.
Especially my career, my finances, my love life.
None of it's planned. It's all made up.
Oh,
so
man.
When you say that you started at the library and you end up back at the library and you say full circle, do you ever look at it like I haven't moved on? Or no, it's full circle.
It's a
much better
There's
it's a marketing way of saying
15
it.
Years of experience in there, right? So we're on the Santee now instead of a room in the basement, and the library itself is really nice.
Yeah, we had a home.
So that's good.
We had a home for – we've had various homes, as John said earlier, up and down Main Street. And our most recent home was at Molly Bloom's, but unfortunately
– they closed.
They closed. So.
Yeah. And didn't tell us. That's a great story.
So, yeah, we've been trying –
they didn't tell you showed up for a show.
Literally, we were – the night before – oh, sorry. This is Nicole.
Nicole Marks is here.
Joining us.
I was late, and I ran up the stairs of China Bridge. It was my first time parking in China Bridge since the big change.
Wow.
But
since they built it?
You should come back to Main Street more often.
But I'm chunky and middle-aged, so I'm a little out of breath. But we were talking about Molly Bloom's.
Yes.
And they closed, and you didn't know
it.
Yeah,
this is the story.
And yeah, so we kind of keep bumping around, and Katrina has been, an angel for us. Nate as well, to get us involved with the film series. Doing videos, promo videos for them, and also being able to perform at the library. And now I'm going to catch my breath.
Yep.
So it's a big stage and a big audience space. Good lighting. So
we make it a
that?
Little bit. Well, it's great lighting. What are you talking about? Thanks, Sundance.
Thanks for the boost.
I want you to paint the picture.
So Sundance has focused these lights, and apparently we can't move the lights. So we just play within the Sundance focus lights, and we get a little closer to the audience by just being on the floor. You know, it's real intimate. And then we try to pull the audience members as close as possible without embarrassing anybody in the audience.
Only ourselves. So it actually works really well to be on the floor because improv is an art form that involves the audience and you really have to have that connection. So being on the stage would separate us too much. And we get to be down there. We've done some improvised fairy tales as well at the library, and we have that coming up July
7th,
I think. But that especially works well for the kids who do some work with us, who come up and give us suggestions, and it's a little more free form.
Yeah, so we do that. We've been great working with the film series, and we're calling this as the Park City Improv Series because they don't have the movies for the summer, but we will be there tonight. We have another show, this Improvised Fairy Tales that we mentioned. We've done that a few times, and that's been for both adults and kids because we kind of take their suggestions and make up fairy tales on the spot with some really strange changes to your normal fairy tales.
Okay, so that's tonight at 8 o'clock. It's free at the Jim Santee. And you corrected me that the Timpanogos Belvedere are actually tomorrow night.
They are at 9 o'clock tomorrow night.
So you could have a weekend of improv comedy.
You could.
Yeah, and Nate is also a part of the Timpanogos Belvedere.
So one could go to both shows and compare.
Yes, and we can get a punch card for
Nate's
you. And you can just get the improv punch card.
I hope you all are going to pass a hat. Is that will you be doing that?
We didn't do that last time. Someone else suggested that. We probably should find a hat. Maybe we'll buy a hat and then we'll bring it with us.
Folks, bring some cash. These people work hard.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah,
well,
thanks
for having us on today.
Yeah, hey, tonight, Tchaikovsky wrapping the 1812 Overture. You can't miss that.
My name is Tchaikovsky. I'm right for the strings.
I'm just going to say, I'm pretty sure it's Tchaikovsky, but you guys can go with what you want.
Yeah.
Have a great day.
It's fun. It's free. It's local. If you want to find out more about us, we're on Facebook at Park City Improv, and that has all of our upcoming shows, as well as those videos that we talked about. There's some those just got posted, and all sorts of fun things that we've done in the past.
Sweet. We'll see you there, Park City.
Okay, we're going to do a couple underwriters. We shall return right after this. Stay with us. We have a final song from Crook and the Bluff.
Escape into the music at the Utah Symphony's Deer Valley Music Festival. Saturday, June 30th, celebrate America the Beautiful with the Utah Symphony and Broadway country music star Rachel Potter. Enjoy patriotic favorites and thrilling pop hits. Patriotic celebration with Rachel Potter, June 30th at the Deer Valley Music Festival in Park City. The Utah Symphony is a nonprofit organization and a proud sponsor of KPCW. For tickets, visit DeerValleyMusicFestival.org.
Additional funding for programming on KPCW has been provided in part by Long Rimer Weiniger Bepler, Estate Planning, Family Law, LRW-Law.com, Fred Marshall Painting, painting Park City's home since 1974, FredMarshallPainting.com, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and listeners like you.
I want to thank our sponsors, Campos Coffee, Squatters Roadhouse Grill, and Wasatch Brew Pub, Utah Symphony and Utah Opera, Peak Art and Frame, San Francisco Design, Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Utah Properties, and Park City Mountain. Find us on Facebook at KPCW Morning Mix. Find us online at kpcw.org under the Shows tab. Stream us on your favorite podcast service or, ask your smart speaker. Play our show.
Now you're talking.
There's so many ways to listen to this show.
There certainly are. So Kirk Dath, vocals and guitar, Ryan Arnold, lead guitar from Crook and the Bluff. They've been our musical guests for the hour. First of all, thanks for joining us this morning.
Absolutely.
It's been great having you. What are you going to play for final song?
This one's called Out the Door. It's for you. It's about nuclear fission. And
now you're talking.
Gamma photons.
We're going to have you on Cool Science Radio, man.
Nucleus.
Live in the Morning Mix, Crook and the Bluff.
Got 7 on my mind, holding 14 in my hand. Hear me now, dealer man, and give me the best cards you can. Yeah, I can't go home. I can't go home without no door. My darling girl, she got 1 foot now out the door. Up come that number 5, I feel my heartbeat kick alive. I can't turn the good bed down until I turn this love around. Yeah, I can't go home. I can't go home without no door. My darling girl, she got 1 foot now out the door. Can't afford to keep my pillows off the floor. I wore out my staying shoes. Wild walking woman blues. Yeah, I can't go home. I can't go home without no door. My darling girl, she got one foot now.